Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face radio and a voice for print. The other video I did tonight was just touching a little bit on like different ways that girls can manipulate you, but it's about the virtue signaling and it's about getting likes on social media and the selfies and all the pay attention to me. And it's causing women to love themselves more than anybody else, which leaves nothing left for you. And the story I'm going to talk about right now is about, you know, when a lot of guys will say, when I get older, I want a family. Or what about when you're old and having kids taking care of you? Or what about having a wife taking care of you? And the thing is that, like, with a divorce rate and everything else that's going on, the statistics are pretty heavy against you of anybody even sticking around until you're old and gray. So why, you know, why spend 30 or 40 years of your life taking care of somebody and a family and doing all this for them when they may not turn right around and step up for you? Well, this is a great example of a young lady that did not step up for her dad. And it's pretty gross, but it's one of those situations I think is happening more and more. And it tells us two things. Number one, this is the type of woman that you may look. I mean, she looks like the rough girl next door. But what if you were the father in this situation? So let's get into it here. It says, women on TikTok who pesters her father, who's terminally ill, to vote for Joe Biden, slammed on social media. And it was a video of a woman holding up note cards and she's just kind of going through them. And I don't want to play the video because who knows if it's copyrighted or something, but they have the cards here, what she said. A woman supporting, and it's irrelevant who's she's supporting. That's not the point of this. The point is she did it for garnering attention and trying to, again, virtue signal. Look at me. I convinced my conservative father to vote against his own beliefs for me. And the fact that then she wanted to post it on social media to get likes. All of that in the meantime, imagine being this guy. But we'll get into it. It says a woman supporting Joe Biden was blasted on social media for saying she forced her father's, who was terminally ill, to vote for him. For Joe Biden. A video posted on Twitter on Sunday shows a woman holding up cards explaining how she got her father, apparently a lifelong Republican, to change his mind. Her card said, "My 55-year-old conservative dad has never voted Democrat in his life," the card says. He's going to be leaving the earth soon of aplastic anemia. We've had some intense exchanges about him voting for Trump this year, which has been painful since we all will almost certainly lose him in the next few weeks/months. So, again, she's literally giving him a hard time right up until the point he leaves this planet just to get his vote for her, the person that she likes. Not about, hey, we have limited time, Dad. I'm going to miss you. Thank you for everything you've done for the family. I love you. I want to be here with you. I want to spend as much time. Nope. Dad, I'm going to hassle you until you do what you want or do what we want. Listen to this poor guy. He has 6 daughters who love him dearly. Right. The cards continued. Yesterday, he was so excited to tell me he just voted for Biden-Harris 2020 because it matters to my girls and my girls matter to me. Vote for the guy who respects women. If my very Republican dad can, so can you. Now, the video went viral with over 4 million views and sparked mixed reactions. And that's what amazes me the most, that there's mixed reactions. So apparently, I guess if you wanted the vote to go your way, remember, one vote out of the possibility of 100 million, and she literally just gave this guy a hard time. I don't care who it was for, whether it was Trump or Biden. That's irrelevant. The point is just hassling this guy until he gave in, and that's what you're happiest about. Because this wasn't about, I'm going to miss my dad. He was a great father. He was wonderful. Nope. It's he voted for who I wanted him to vote for, so you can do the same. The video, mixed reactions with some defending the woman and others condemning her actions as shameful for focusing on politics as her dad his life is ending. Your loved one is ending, and the only thing you can do is convince them to vote the way you want them to. Such a Democrat thing to do. Someone else said this is what a cult looks like. Now, remember, this isn't about the politics of it. I want to make that clear. This is about the fact that she drove him into the grave, literally, just about. And this is how she spent the last time with her dad. I'm not going to drill too far down into the story because it's basically either people saying, hey, if you can change his mind, you can change anybody's mind, or other people saying, I can't believe he had limited time on this planet and this is how you chose to spend it with him. Here's kind of the takeaway and the point that I wanted to talk about in this video is that, you know, so many times I've tried to open up this channel a little bit and not be just about guys that are completely going their way with no women in their lives and just going off into the wilderness to be alone. Because the reality is that very few people really want to be single their entire lives or be without women their entire lives. Now, as you age a little bit and you have resources and your self-confidence builds and you grow and you're happier on your own, you realize that maybe in many cases that's the best way to be. But if you're still young, many guys still want to date, but they don't have to date and go into it blindly. You don't have to go into it thinking, I'm going to be soft and sweet and make her my world and she's the most important person in my life, because this is what, statistically at least, is more and more what you're going to be dating. The virtue signaling, the selfies, the I'm important, pay attention to me. Yes, I go out with guys just to get food or use them for the movies or something, and they should be lucky to be able to spend time with me, because we see the dating apps with all the list, because it's not like, guys will oftentimes say, I am. If you look at men's dating profiles, it's like, I like to do this, I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this, hey, let's talk. If you look at women's a lot of times today, it's not I am this, it's you should be. You should be 6 foot tall, you should be successful, you should have six pack, you should this, no pictures of you with fishing, no pictures of you with hunting, no pictures with this, you must love dogs, you must love vegan, you must, you know, and that's the difference between the two. So when you start piling all these things up together, you start realizing that if you're still thinking about getting out there and dating and being interacting with women, you have to understand the types of personalities you're going to be encountering, and it's usually not going to end well for you. Now, the men that do very well in this atmosphere of dating right now are the narcissistic, good-looking self, not, I don't want to say self-entitled, but maybe it's the best way to say it, self-entitled, the guys that are just, hey, I'm in this for me, I'm in this to hit it and quit it, I'm going to have a good time with it, and I'm going to bounce. Now, granted, I say that's how you should probably do most relationships today because relationships aren't turning out so well. But the difference is that these guys will say anything, they'll lie, they'll do whatever they have to do just to get the score. Where I've always advocate, hey, you tell the truth. If it's going to be short term and she's only into long term, you say you're into short term. And if that means you miss a swing at the fun in the bedroom, then you lose out. But at least you're not doing to her what you hate doing to you, which is a woman using you or lying to you or manipulating you, right? So as you guys go out there, and those of you that are determined to keep in the dating game, you're going to see this more and more. I advocate against not having a social media feed because I think they're worthless. I think they're awful. I think they can be used against you, and it's an awful way to waste your time. But many times the person you may be dating may have a social media profile or Instagram or whatever. Check it out. And if you see they're talking a lot about me, they've got a lot of selfies, they've got a lot of grandizing about themselves or playing the victim card and, oh, this bad thing happened to me and woe is me and pay attention to me. Man, those are red flags you got to pay attention to. And you're going to have to back out. And the minefield, guys, for dating is getting trickier. It's getting messier. There's more things to trip over. There's more things to blow up in your face. And this is just, again, and then if you say, hey, but if I make it through all that and I finally find a great woman and we're happy and we get married and we have kids and everything's great, there's no guarantees that she, your wife or your kids are going to stand by your side until the very end. The truth is you may end up very well being alone and being in your old age, being by yourself. Difference is you won't have all the resources, all the travels under your belt, all the cool toys and all the fun you could have had because she took half of it when she left you. Or you could have six daughters that apparently, even though it wasn't in your interest to do so, spent the last time you had on this planet hounding you to do what they wanted you to. And then their big memory of you is putting a video up about how they got you to change your mind instead of the love that they had for you, the how good a father you were, and the other things that you brought to the table. Imagine this guy going to the end thinking, wow, the best they could do to thank me for all I've done for this family is to hound me until I did what they wanted so they could A, me vote for the guy they liked, and B, earn some virtue signal creds on a video. That's the way I see it, and that's why so many guys are out, because the rolls of the dice are just too bad. Guys, if you want to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. That's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, no guarantees. You could do everything right, think you did it the right way, and at your end, the most your value might have been for in your entire life, your parting gift is your vote. Thank you.